speeches out here saying that that they're going to vote to table Morris's resolution. And that, as far as they're concerned, that don't mean a damn that's just because they don't think it has any place on this resolution. And it looks to me as though what you're going to be in for is them just to go ahead and make these same damned old speeches over and over again. I think I would advise you, sir, that you let myself, Dick Russell, and George Smathers decide whether we thought you needed something affirmative on this resolution. And if so, go ahead and put it on there. Because it looks like what their strategy is going to be now is to make about five or six speeches. And if they're going to vote the table, going to vote with the resolution, but they think Morris is, generally speaking, what he's trying to do is correct, and that kind of foolishness, isn't it? We ought to urge all caution and should be careful and all this, and fill the record up with all this stuff, that this is not, that by tabling this, they aren't voting in approval of your policies. And if they're going to make a bunch of speeches and fill the record up with that, seems to me that it would be best for us to come right behind that with an affirmative statement, just saying that we affirm that resolution, and that those of them who want to back out, go ahead and back out, but that we want known that we're with the president. That's my thought.
Well, there's two or three things that's bad about that other course. Now, they're always going to do that, even if they voted with us again. They could get up and make another speech. But I think that those that are doing that would vote against us. And then I think that your roll call, instead of being three or four, would probably be 25 or 30. And then I think if you didn't table, if you don't use the tabling device, yeah, I think they'll start amending it by saying, well, let's put in a little amendment that says we don't favor escalating, whatever that means, or that this is not to be construed, or it's a sense of the Congress that we ought to be prudent and careful. Now, that's one danger, if you don't table, that they'll have amendments. Second danger is they'll talk a hell of a lot. Table cuts it off and you can get a vote on it. The third thing is, if one might gets ready to table, somebody can get up there, you can interpret for them their vote as well as they can interpret it. Now, if they want to interpret themselves as not being with us, you can't help that. But what you got to do before they vote, say, I don't give a damn what they say. This man, everybody wants to rescind this resolution, has got a right to. Now stand up and be counted, boys, if you got the guts enough and you want to rescind. But if you don't rescind, when you decline to rescind, I don't care what you say, you do reaffirm.
Yeah.
Now that's what ought to be said, and then you ought to take the resolution and you ought to read it. Now what does this resolution say that you refuse to rescind? It says it's our national policy to defend Southeast Asia, number one. It says that the president, in any manner he chooses, must prevent aggression, number two. It says the president take all necessary steps to respond to armed attack, number three. Number four, it says enforce our contract, 82-1, which Fulbright and Morris voted for in the treaty. Now, that's what you refuse to rescind. Therefore, when you refuse to rescind, you leave that undiluted. You leave it there as it is. Now, I don't care what you say. You can run if you want to. You can be like that Indianapolis Star editorial cartoon this morning. It's the funniest thing I ever saw. Somebody said it to me. It had old Vance Hartke, and he was flying in looking at the Foreign Relations Committee, and he says, I'm no hawk, I'm no dove, and had a big picture of a great big old white hen. Said, I'm chicken. I'm no hawk, I'm no dove, I'm chicken. Now, you can say just what Dick Russell said in a hell of a speech that I see on the ticker.
Yeah,
when I'm a grown man, they won't let me come to the Senate. I had trouble getting in here till I was 30 years old. But by God, I could read and write before I started. And when you read this resolution, it says the president shall take all necessary steps. It doesn't say a nigger shooter, air gun, tank, airplane, bomber, anything. Satellite, he could take Von Braun in the space program. He's authorized to take all necessary steps to prevent aggression, to respond to armed attack, to enforce this treaty. And now you voting to rescind that if you want to. If you want to rescind it, you ought to. instead of mouth and bellyache around, you ought to rescind it. But if you don't rescind it, I serve notice on you now that you and everybody that can read and write in your state is going to know that you do reaffirm it. And when you appropriate this money to send out there, you reaffirm it. And you can't, all the damn praying you do, you can't avoid it. And stand up and be a man. Don't be a dove or don't be a hawk. Don't be a chicken. Be an American. And I think, though, if you don't do that, here's what they do. They will offer a resolution, say we declare war.
Think we put that down unanimously.
Well, what they would say then is we tried to declare war, and the Congress voted down, so it shows that the Congress would not declare war. Therefore, they don't want the president to do all these crazy things he's doing. The only thing you can do is not change an I or a T on that August 64 resolution and make it stay there. Because if you reaffirm it today with a new resolution, another 18 months, they say, well, you ought to reaffirm it again. You reaffirm it once, you ought to reaffirm it again after every damn loss we had, after every battle. But you take the position, you do reaffirm it, and then you got them on the spot. And I don't give a damn what they say. That's bullshit, what they say. It's the fact. It's what that evidence shows. And you read that resolution, I'll get you a copy of it there in 10 minutes.
I can get a copy. They're around. I put them in the record, so they're around.
One of them just ought to be. I just analyzed it as I did to you, to Marvin here, and told them to have somebody just before they have the vote on Morris, just before they make a motion to table. Say, get up now. I've heard all these fellas try to explain their votes. I've heard people explain their votes ever since I've been here. I never have tried to explain any of my votes because I always win any of my votes because I always win any of my votes. My vote.